Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, if you plan on doing something for Valentine's Day, something that, you know, shows your kids that you love them and really shows them that you love them all year round, what do you do? It's the little things that count, I think. My guest is Dr. Corinne Cross. She's a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics and a pediatrician. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. Let's talk about showing love to our little kids, especially around Valentine's Day and other holidays. What do we think are the most important things that we use this time as sort of teachable moments, but yet showing our love in more ways than just giving them candy?
I think that it's important to make sure that kids feel special, that they know that, you know, even though when they do things wrong, they may feel like you love them less, but that's actually not true, that everybody makes mistakes and that, you know, nobody's perfect and that you love them and that they are a very special part of your family and your life. And so I think that Valentine's Day is a nice time to do that, that, you know, you can do something small like put a little flower in their room so when they wake up that they see it. I mean, it's just a small gesture, but it will put a great smile on their face. And even the older kids who might roll their eyes would actually, they like knowing that they're loved. A little flower, a note that says, I love you, or have a great day. Those types of things, they really go a long way to setting the tone for a good day and just for feeling good about yourself. Everybody likes to feel loved.
I love that advice, and I am going to do that for my 11-year-old daughter. When she wakes up on Valentine's Day, I'm going to have a little flower in her room, because as you say, that sets the tone for a good day, and what a sweet way to do that. That is such a great idea. You know, you only think of that among spouses and not so much with your children. So
now make
else?
Sure you leave
Give
your son
more.
A little note, too.
Oh, yeah, I definitely would, something for him. But, I mean, it's kind of sweet when it's a girl. You know, the American Academy of Pediatrics has 14 ways to show love for your children this Valentine's Day. Go into some of those and expand on more of your own, Dr. Cross.
Absolutely. So, I mean, they're really just good advice for good parenting, that you want to use encouraging words, that you want to be positive with your children. So, I mean, even on Valentine's Day, they may have a crush on, you know, another kid in their class or, you know, puppy love. You want to make sure that you're not teasing them, that you're not minimizing these feelings that they have. And so that goes with everything. But you want to remember that when you were a kid or a teenager, that these feelings were very strong for you as well. And so you want to make sure that you're not teasing your children. And the other thing that this does is it leaves the lines of communication open. I think that if when somebody comes home and they say that they think so-and-so is cute, or you get the idea that they might have a crush on somebody, that when you start teasing them, you make it so they don't want to tell you these things later. And you definitely want to always think about how things are going to play out down the line. You want a parent so that you look into the future and say, if I do this now, you know, 3 years from now when they have a problem, are they going to want to come to me or not come to me? And so I think that that's a good way to think about, you know, when you talk to your children, what it is that you're trying to say. You may want to say no, to like, no, you're not allowed to date, no, you're not allowed to do this, but a lot of times kids are going to do things anyway, so you'd rather have open lines of communication. You also want to, another one of the things that the AAP says is you want to set good examples. So you want to use words like I'm sorry or please or thank you. And I'm sorry is a big one. Parents make mistakes just like kids do. And when we do, we need to apologize because it doesn't lower us, you know, in our children's eyes.
It's not that easy, Dr. Cross.
It's not, but I find myself apologizing to my 5-year-old quite often.
So, me too.
You know, you do. You have a bad day. And I find my daughter every once in a while says to me, I'm sorry, Mommy, I just lost my mind. And I say, don't worry, sweetheart, I know where it comes from. So, you know, sometimes, you know, you're just having a bad day. And you want to let your kids know that sometimes it's not them. You can have just a bad day, too. And that, you know, if you see your child having a bad day, if they're grouchy or if they're angry, if they're in a bad mood, sometimes giving them a little hug or a pat on the back or just saying, you know, if you want to talk, I'm here for you. That's really nice. And then, of course, the AAP also stresses nonviolent discipline, that we want to use rewards and we want to use restrictions, but we don't want to be violent with our children because that just never ends well.
No, it certainly doesn't. And, it begats, you see that. And you see that children who are spanked tend to be spanking parents and such. So ways to show love, things that we can do, using them as teachable moments. But not everything has to be a teachable moment. Some can be just the cuddly moments, right?
Right. And that's the other thing on Valentine's Day. Whether you have, young children who like to, sit down and do arts and crafts together so you can make a nice Valentine and send it to grandma, and you can talk about how getting something nice from somebody, in the mail or whether you drop it off really makes other people feel good about themselves. So you can talk about that and just, say, like, doesn't that make you feel nice? It makes you feel nice when I do nice things for you. Let's try to do nice things for somebody else. So, that is a teachable moment. But then there's other times when you can say, let's make a Valentine's Day tradition that we all, watch a movie on the couch together and eat some popcorn or make ice cream sundaes. Something that's nice for your family. That's just a nice way to spend time together connecting. And I think that those things really go a long way when you have those traditions.
Well, I love that. And the family game night or watching movies together, pulling your kids away from the video games, putting everybody in one room together to do something, to talk, because that's just not really happening that much these days.
No. And I have two little girls and now a little boy, but they like to do a Valentine's Day show for their daddy every year because he always brings them a little box of chocolates. So they stand up on the coffee table and they sing a couple of songs that they, picked out together, whatever they want to sing that year. And they put on, matching little costumes or whatever it is that they pulled out of their drawers. But, it's a nice way for them to show love to their dad. And, they're 3 and 5, so I don't know how long they'll want to be doing that. But just, thinking about things that just make it a special day for kids, too, and for the family as a whole is really sweet.
I think so, too. I think it's a great way to get together as a family. And you and I have talked before about teaching children empathy and gratitude, and sort of all of this kind of goes along together. And now, just what about the old standard giving candy and giving chocolates? And, that's really what my kids are waiting for.
That's true. And, some schools I've been reading are having a no junk food policy or no candy policies at school. And if that is the policy, I really think that parents need to respect that. There's lots of other things that kids can bring in. They have pencils now and stickers and temporary tattoos that come with those little cards that you hand out. But, I also feel like, a little bit of candy on a special occasion, that's fine, too. And it's important, celebrate and enjoy things with your children and also teach them about moderation, that we don't need to avoid all treats all the time. We just can't have them every day. And I just think that's it's a special day. Why not have, a little piece of chocolate? It's not going to hurt anybody.
Well, I think that that's a really good thing to point out, is to check with your school if your children. My daughter spent a lot of time making Valentines with little candy pieces on them, only to find out that there is a no treats policy, no candy anymore. You cannot bring Valentines with any candy because of this. So many allergies. They're having a little party, but the treats have to be store-bought, wrapped in their own package, and, all the requirements, no nuts and all this stuff. But no more candy at the schools. So some good suggestions, pencils, stickers, what do you think?
Yeah, pencils, stickers, temporary tattoos, any of those little things that come with them. Those are all great and they're fun, and, they last longer than the candy anyway. So, that might not be a bad thing. And also check with your school to see if your child is supposed to bring in a Valentine for everyone. A lot of schools now have those policies that they don't want people to feel left out. They don't want it to be a competition as to who's more popular. And if your kid's really having a hard time thinking about bringing a Valentine to somebody who maybe they feel not very close to or they got into a fight with a couple of weeks ago, it's a nice way to say, we all mend fences. Let's try to think of something good about every person. I'm sure there's something good about, Johnny or whatnot. Let's think about, what nice qualities we can think about each person. And, if they can't bring in a Valentine for everyone, if they really just can't, then, if your school has a policy that it's everyone or no one, you need to respect those rules too.
And I do think I agree with you. What a great way, if your children make their own Valentines, to do a special one for each child so that it's kind of distinct for each child and they can say something nice to each child in their class. These are ways to show your children you love them, and then they'll show it back. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.